Riceman's Steps by Arnold Bennett. Read by Peter Joyce. Side 1. On an autumn afternoon of 1919, a hatless man with a slight limp might have been observed ascending the gentle, broad acclivity of Riceman's Steps, which lead from King's Cross Road up to Riceman Square, in the great metropolitan industrial district of Clerkenwell. He was rather less than stout, and rather more than slim. His thin hair had begun to turn from black to grey, but his complexion was still fairly good, and the rich, very red lips, under a small, greyish moustache, and over a short, pointed beard, were quite remarkable in their suggestion of vitality. The brown eyes seemed a little small. They peered at near objects. As to his age, an experienced and cautious observer of mankind, without previous knowledge of this man, would have said no more than that he must be past 40. The man himself was certainly entitled to say that he was in the prime of life. He wore a neat dark grey suit, which must have been carefully folded at nights, a low white starched collar, and a made black tie that completely hid the shirt front. The shirt cuffs could not be seen. He was shod in old black...